We are gathered here today to pay our respects to Lorena Jennings and to remember her and to honor the God who gave her life and who blessed our lives through her. Let's bow together and begin with prayer. Our God and Creator, we honor you today as we gather here in this place to remember Lorena and to give you thanks for her life. Lord, as we grieve today, would you be close to us and give us strength? Would you comfort us with your own gracious hand? Lord, we thank you for Lorena's family and for those in the family who could be here with us today. We pray your blessing on them and ask that you be close to them, dear Lord, and give them a special measure of peace. Lord, as we share this time together, would you bless us with joy in the good that Lorena did in her time and the good that we experienced because of her. Would you bless us with sorrow where sorrow is appropriate, because sorrow in this case comes so much from love. And would you, Lord, just receive our thanks for her life. Would you receive our requests for your help today and then in the days ahead. We thank you for giving us this time together today. In Jesus' name, amen. Lorena Green Alexander Jennings passed away on July 20th, 2020 in Yakima, Washington. She was born on April 3rd, 1928 at Lead Hill, Arkansas, to Ira Green and Etta Bell Green. The family moved to Jennings, Oklahoma, where she went to school. Lorena married Elvin Alexander in 1946, and they had two daughters, Laura and Judy. They enjoyed 40 years of marriage devoted to each other. The couple made their home in the Yakima Valley in 1948. She was a homemaker and worked at various fruit warehouses. Lorena loved to decorate cakes, her favorite hobby. She sewed and gardened. She loved to pack up the camping gear and head to Westport Beach on a Friday night to spend the weekend. Her focus was always on her family and friends. She was a lifelong member of the Church of Christ. Lorena is survived by her daughter Judy and husband Don Adams, grandchildren Renee Adams, Brian and wife Sarah Adams, Jody Richardson, great-grandchildren Riley, Ryan, and Tyler Richardson, nieces and nephews. Lorena is preceded in death by her parents, her husband Elvin Alexander, daughter Laura Baker, brother Bonus Green, and sisters Beatrice Wilmoth and Grace Grant. I was blessed to know Lorena through the Summit View Church of Christ ever since I came in 2003. I did not, of course, know Lorena in her earlier days, and so I was grateful when Lorena's daughter Judy told me some about her mom's growing up years the other day. She grew up basically as an only child. Her siblings were all 15 to 20 years older than she was. And then when she was 10 years old, her mother died. And after that, she was raised by her dad. Her dad loved her well. When she would come home from school, she'd go out and find him working in the field, and he would let her ride the horse home, which, of course, is a sign of true love. Young Lorena's best friend, Liberta, lived nearby. Liberta's father had died. Her mom was raising Liberta and her siblings. And Lorena spent a lot of time at their house with her friend and also being influenced by her friend's mother. Liberta's mother was in some ways like a mother to Lorena. When a girl loses her mother at such a young age and a woman like Liberta's mother steps in, what a blessing that is. Lorena's family lived in rural Oklahoma. Houses were spread out a bit out there in the countryside. At the next house, some way down the road, lived the Alexander family. and they had a boy named Elvin. He and Lorena became good friends. In fact, they became really good friends. Elvin was gone for a while during World War II. When he returned in 1945 after the war ended, it wasn't long before they got married. Lorena was about 18 years old. They were married 40 years, and he was the love of her life. Elvin worked for the railroad briefly after the war, and then they heard through relatives that there was work up in the orchards in Washington State in a place called Yakima. And so they moved here in 1948. They raised their girls here. They settled in Glede and lived in Glede more than 30 years. Judy told me her mom always talked about how clear the water here was and how fast it ran and how high the mountains were. Things that we love about our region. And so different from the topography in Oklahoma. And referring to Yakima, she would always say, "This country has been good to me." Somewhere in her first few years here, Lorena was invited to the Lenox Avenue Church of Christ, now the Summit View Church of Christ. She was invited by a Mrs. Wilson. Lorena believed in Jesus, and she was baptized into Christ on April 23rd, 1952, by V.M. Gilbert, who was our minister at the time. Over the years, she taught Sunday school classes. She loved the church. She loved the Lord. And you could see the influence of the Lord in her life. In all my interactions with her, she was always kind, even when her body was hurting from sitting a while. It was hard for her to sit very long these last several years, but even when she couldn't come to worship services anymore, Judy would bring her to Wednesday morning Bible class. In fact, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, right now, at this time on Wednesday, she would be sitting in Bible class. She would climb out of the car, get into the powered wheelchair, wheel herself into the fellowship hall, enjoy Bible class with us, wheel back out to the car when it was done. And she was so glad that she could come, and we were glad she was able to come then too. She could at least do that much, and she did it because she loved to be with her brothers and sisters in Christ, and she loved to get together to study God's Word. She loved God. She also loved to bring me memorabilia from our congregation's earliest years. Many of the stories and pictures I've collected from our church's early history was given to me by Lorena, and those are treasures, and I'm very grateful. As you heard in the obituary, Lorena loved to decorate cakes. She prepared lots of birthday cakes. She prepared the cakes for her daughter's weddings. And I was just wondering, do any of you remember enjoying one of Lorena's cakes? I see several nods. Those are a blessing. Lorena would always say, "I want to be a good wife and a good mother and a good friend, and I want to follow Christ." And that's the kind of person she was. Judy told me her mom succeeded at being a good wife and mother. Judy and her sister knew their mom loved them well. Among, I'm sure, 1,000 signs of their mother's love was this one. Anytime it was cold out on a school day, when Judy and her sister came home from school, there would be hot cocoa waiting for them on the stove. Just a sign of their mother's love. Lorena was loved in the church. She was clearly a woman who loved God and loved people, and it was easy to love her in return. She used to say, "One day at a time," living in the present, not stuck in the past, not worrying about the future, just dealing with today, one day at a time, just as Jesus taught us. And yet she also looked forward to the future with hope. And I think you can see that in the hymns that she chose for us to share together this morning. Lorena chose two hymns for us to listen to today, and they both speak about our hope of eternal life and of the great resurrection of the dead that Scripture tells us is coming. Two great hymns, "I'll Fly Away," "Mansion Over the Hilltop." Let's listen to those together now, and then I'll return.
To a home on God.
The Apostle Peter, in one place in Scripture, says to Christian wives, "Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight." That's how Lorena always struck me. It wasn't the outside that was most important to her, but the inside. She wanted to be a person known for her inner beauty, a true and dependable wife and mother and friend, a person who honored God in those roles. She wanted to be a faithful follower of Jesus. She had a gentle spirit. She lived her life well and didn't make a big show of it, because her goal was not to draw attention to herself, but to love the people God had placed around her. As Peter said, this way of life is of great worth in God's sight. We honor Lorena today for her life, for the way she lived. She had her faults like the rest of us, I'm sure, but the obviously dominant theme in her life was that she followed Jesus and loved the people that God placed around her. And God made her life beautiful, which is why we mourn her passing today, but rejoice in having known and loved and been loved by her. And even in our sorrow at her passing, we take comfort in the comfort that she now receives as she rests in the arms of God. The book of Revelation says, and I saw that someone in the guest book from the visitation yesterday had written this scripture down, in Revelation 14, verse 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, "Write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them." Lorena is receiving her rest from the Lord. She can rest now from her labor. This tells us that the Lord remembers the good that she has done. It is not forgotten. Her sins are forgiven in Christ. Her labor for the Lord has brought her rest. And when Jesus our Lord comes again and the dead are raised, she will rise to share in her glorious eternal reward. The Apostle Paul describes that moment this way in the book of 1 Corinthians in the Bible. "I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true: death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Lorena spent 92 years with us on this earth. A good, long life. Though we would have been delighted to have her with us longer if her body had not been wearing down, if life had not become so difficult for her. But one day, when the Lord comes again, what is perishable will have disappeared, will be replaced by what is imperishable, and what is mortal will be replaced by what is immortal. Today, Lorena is at rest as she awaits that day. One of my frustrations with memorial services, funerals, is that no service, however grand, can ever sum up the value of a person's life or even come close. But there are some things that do speak to the value of Lorena's life. There are three in particular, I think. First, your presence here today. And those who will be listening to this recording later, and everyone who would have liked to have joined us if the times had been more normal. Your presence, your participation, your love for Lorena and her family and for her church family all testify to the impact that she made on our lives and to the value that we see in her days spent among us. Second, anything she leaves behind that has made your life better, if she ever gave you a kind word or a smile, if she was a friend, if she showed you a deep and abiding love, if she ever gave you a well-decorated cake, if you shared a trip to the beach, or if you saw her perform an act of service, if she ever offered a word of wisdom or left you with a memory that gives you strength. Every time I visited her, she asked me how my wife and kids were doing, and she really wanted to know, and that meant a lot. And all the times that she, in one way or another, embodied the love of God and shared it with you by what she did, all these things speak to the value of her life and the reason that we are gathered here today. We have no way to package all that up, but in our hearts it is evidence of the value of the life she lived. And then third, what speaks to the value of Lorena's life most of all is that Jesus, the Son of God, willingly died to bring her to God. There is no clearer or greater evidence of the value of her life. And she loved Jesus in return, and she showed that by the way she lived. Today she is with the Lord, and when Jesus comes again, she will rise in glory. In just a few minutes, Lorena's family and I will proceed to the gravesite to lay her body to rest there. But it will not be her spirit that's laid to rest there, just the body. Her spirit is already at rest with the Lord. When we step away from that place, we will miss her. We already do, in fact. We will grieve, perhaps for a long time yet. And that's just because we loved her. In days to come, we'll continue to remember her. And we'll share sometimes the stories of what she did and what she meant to us. We grieve today. We may grieve tomorrow. And yet at the same time, we also rejoice. We rejoice in Lorena's rest with the Lord. We rejoice with deep gratitude for her life. A friend, a sister in Christ, an aunt, a grandmother, a dear mother, and a child of God. May God give her good rest until that day when he gives her life anew in the glorious resurrection. May God comfort you today, and may he give you strength. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Let's close with prayer. Lord God, our Father, thank you again for sharing Lorena with us for a time. Thank you for her love for her family. Thank you for her love for Judy, her daughter, and for grandchildren and all the relatives both here and elsewhere today. Thank you, Lord, for her love for her dear friends, for her love for her church family, many of whom would be here today if they could be. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that she leaves behind her, and we acknowledge in your presence that we are grateful for her life and that it was precious to us. Lord, we pray for your blessing on us as we go from this place, some of us to lay her body to rest at the gravesite, others of us to our homes or other places. Lord, let your spirit go with us to bring us peace, to give us comfort. Bless us, Lord, with good memories of Lorena and cause those to hold a place in our hearts and minds for many years to come, because they are a blessing to us. Lord, we pray for your peace upon the family, especially that you would be close to them in the days ahead. We thank you again, Lord, for this time to be together and to remember Lorena together. And we look to you for our strength each day. Would you help us? Would you bless us? In Jesus' name, amen.